As we start to walk through the hallways of Sitka Community Hospital, CEO Hugh Hallgren tells me that a group of kindergartners are also in the building on a school tour.
But I've already sent an email out explaining that you're coming and that they can tell the difference between you and the kindergartners because you're taller and you'll probably have more technical questions.
Well, I'm taller, anyway. One of our first stops is the hospital's new CT scanner. It looks like a giant donut with a tray coming out of it. The hospital has had a CT scanner for years, but the machine this one replaced was far less sophisticated. Imagine putting a loaf of bread into the scanner. With the last machine, the doctors could only see the loaf slice by slice.
You know, instead of that slice of bread where we took one slice out, you know, now put a slinky there, and we're collecting all the data in the whole slinky.
In other words, they can look inside the whole loaf all at once. That's Rhonda Anderson, by the way. She's the manager of the radiology department here. She takes me behind a pane of glass where we look at two images, one taken the old way, the slices of bread, and the other taken using the new machine, the slinky model. The difference is startling. The old images are black and white blobs and make little sense to the untrained eye. But the new images look like those 3D plastic models they have in school science labs.
This is colon. These are the kidneys. This is your sternum, ribs, scapula, your pelvis. You know, and then we can turn this on an axis and rotate it so you can see each angle there.
The patient didn't need to move for us to get these different views. We can move the picture and not move the patient. So it's much faster, much more comfortable, and much safer.
The image on the screen is so clear that when the kindergartners come in and take a look, they can recognize the body parts they see on the screen.
But what are these bones right here?
They've broken.
Ribs.
And they're broken.
They're not broken. They just don't have bone right in the front. So right here, right inside your rib cage, is your heart. So that's the outline of your heart.
The newer technology in this hospital, from the CT scanners to medical health record computers to new lab equipment that turns out test results faster and more precisely, those are all great to look at, but Hallgren says they're also crucial to the operation of the hospital, especially in recruiting physicians.
Physicians are very interested in state-of-the-art equipment so they can provide state-of-the-art care to their patients.
That's absolutely correct.
Brock Slabaugh is Senior Vice President at the National Rural Health Association. It's a Kansas City-based trade organization that represents smaller hospitals, including Sitka Community Hospital. He says medical schools use a lot of technology in training physicians, and anymore, it's just a given that the technology will exist in the places that physicians go on to practice medicine.
Not just physicians, keep in mind. We're talking about pharmacists and physical therapists and nurse practitioners and physician assistants. They're all being trained in these environments, so it goes well beyond just the physician.
Back in the hospital, Dr. James Cabeen is sitting at a table in the cafeteria. Cabeen is one of the hospital's newest recruits, but he's not a recent medical school grad. He practiced for a time in Michigan and then in Barrow before coming to Sitka. It was a friend who told him about the job and encouraged him to work here. Still, I wondered if any of the technology at Sitka Community Hospital played a role in Cabeen's decision to take the job.
I've got to tell you the truth, it didn't in particular because my background in medicine is in the military, where you talk about sparse supplies and ability to do things out in the dirt.
Cabeen says some doctors feel there's too much technology, and others, he says, might rely too much on it.
Most of us fall somewhere in between. I'm really happy to work in any setting, be it out in the middle of the wilderness with nothing more than what I can carry on my back, or at an intensive care unit at a tertiary care center or anything in between.
In a way, Hallgren, the CEO, agrees with that. The technology helps attract people to practice medicine here, he says, but ultimately it's those people who make the difference in both the hospital's quality of care and its ability to sustain itself. The more physicians that are recruited, the more services the hospital can offer, and the more services the hospital offers, the more people use the hospital.
We're just trying to break even or above, and so far we're not quite breaking even this year, but as I mentioned to you earlier, we haven't gotten into the summer rush hour, so we have high hopes that things will be above break even here this year, not by much, but above.
And while rural hospitals like this one are considered safety nets, not money makers, Hallgren says everyone appreciates it when the hospital can support itself. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.